From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where if you've been waiting to plan a big event, say a wedding, you might want to start now. After a year of cancellations and postponements, restrictions on large gatherings in the state are finally easing, which means people who have been putting off their big celebrations are rushing to make arrangements. This, of course, is welcome news for Massachusetts event venues. But as wedding bells start ringing, these venues still have to navigate a new normal with the pandemic ongoing. GBH's Craig Lamont has been looking into this, and he's here with us now. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Paris.
Craig, the last year has been devastating for so many businesses, but can you give us an overview of what exactly happened with the event and wedding industry in 2020?
Sure, yeah. It was now a full year ago that people running event spaces and function halls were told they just had to close the doors. And while restrictions have eased for restaurants over the course of the last year, with capacity limits gradually increased, that didn't happen for event spaces. I recently visited Danversport, which is a venue that has this beautiful 10,000 square foot ballroom with a big deck overlooking the water. And they can see...
I've been there.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
It's amazing. Huge space. And they can seat 600 people for dinner there. But the state regulations on event spaces meant that they could only seat 10 people in that huge ballroom. I talked with Danversport's manager, Paul DiLorenzo.
2020 looked amazing. We were having the best year ever on paper. And then the pandemic hit. We were forced to close. I had to furlough 220 employees. And then we basically lost 85% of our business in 2020.
The Wedding Report is a site that tracks the industry and says the amount spent on weddings in the U.S. was cut in half last year. But now, as of today, those venues are allowed to host relatively small events. The people in the industry I spoke with are thrilled to be having events again, even if they're not at full capacity. But they said they're hoping those limits will be increased soon.
And restrictions are easing, but the pandemic is still not over, as we know. So what are the conditions that event venues still have to contend with here?
Yeah, events are capped at 100 people indoors and 150 people outdoors. That's for event venues. The restrictions are still 10 people for gatherings in private spaces. I spoke with one caterer on the Cape who often does weddings and other big events at private homes, and she said it's a real problem. Those kind of events just can't happen right now. But at those event venues, people do still have to wear masks, even on the dance floor. They're also supposed to maintain a 6-foot distance wherever possible, I think including on the dance floor, and no more than 6 people can be seated at a single table. So things are not fully back to normal. But I talked with one bride, Tricia Henderson, who's going forward with her wedding after having had to postpone it twice already. And she's having to trim down her guest list a little to get down to that 100-person maximum. But she said she's psyched to finally be having this reception.
So here's my invitation. And I did put on my invitation, COVID guidelines will be adhered to. So know your COVID guidelines. I mean, we all know what's going on in Massachusetts. We all know that we have to wear a mask still.
Again, that includes on the dance floor. Henderson said on her wedding day, she's not going to be the mask police, but she's expecting people will follow the rules. And it's actually on the event staff to make sure people do what they're supposed to do.
And with that, Craig, what advice do venue owners have for folks who are trying to set their dates?
Well, you know, after a painfully quiet year, these venues say their phones are just ringing off the hook right now. There's just this huge backup of demand. You've got all the people who postponed their weddings over the last year, plus everybody who got engaged over the course of the last year. I spoke with Mike Gallant, who owns Ocean View of Nahant. That's where Tricia Henderson's getting married. And he said if people want to set a date, they should be open to Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
Midweek celebrations do work. They do happen. Speaking from our bookings, we have one day available in all of July and one day available in all of August.
And it's not just this year that's booked. Venues I spoke with are already seeing record bookings for 2022 as well, with all that demand back up. It's worth noting, it's not just the venues and the caterers that have had a really hard year because of the pandemic. A lot of businesses rely on this industry. You got florists and DJs and makeup artists. So a lot of people are very happy to see these events starting to come back. One other thing that I heard that was interesting was that another kind of event that's not really happening yet, or all these charity fundraisers and galas. Those went virtual over the last year. And people in the industry that I spoke with said they're really hoping that those kind of events will be held in person again sometime soon.
All right, that's reporter Craig LaMotte giving us the matrimonial rundown. Thanks so much, Craig.
Thanks, Paris.
Before we go, I should tell you what else is up in Boston. It's not just weddings and events that are benefiting from the relaxing of restrictions in Massachusetts. Concert halls and large venues like Fenway Park and TD Garden can also reopen with capacity limits. This new phase of reopening comes just as many of the workers who keep these industries running are also eligible to get vaccinated. We love it when things work in harmony. Starting today, those over the age of 60 and certain groups of frontline workers are eligible for the coronavirus vaccine. These include restaurant and grocery store workers, plus those who work in courts, the postal service, and funeral homes. Gabriel Camacho is the director of politics and legislation at UFCW Local 1445, the union representing grocery store workers. He points out that when the pandemic started, these workers were called heroes.
Unfortunate that it took a year to finally put into action what was rhetorically being lauded by many in power. So we are relieved.
And with more people eligible comes a need for more space to accommodate them. Boston's Heinz Convention Center opened today for vaccine hopefuls. It takes the space of the former mass vaccination site at Fenway, which closed because a little team called the Red Sox plans to play baseball there. DMSC Sports is managing the Heinz site. DMSC owner Dave McGillivray is also the longtime race director of the Boston Marathon. He says his new role at the Heinz is surreal.
In a few weeks, when it would have been the Boston Marathon, we would have been handing out bib numbers at the Heinz. Now we will be sort of handing out vaccine shots.
As more and more people become eligible for vaccines, public health officials are urging residents to pre-register on the state's website. Based on your health, you'll get an email once you're eligible that will allow you to schedule an appointment at any of the state's mass vaccination sites. You can pre-register at vaccinesignup.mass.gov. And did you know that Krispy Kreme is giving away a free donut to everyone who's been vaccinated? That's right, you can get one anytime, any day, even every day if you can prove you've gotten the shots. No disrespect, y'all, but Dunkin' could never. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since your health in your own hands, I'm Paris Alston. Be well. A lot happens in our city every day. Want the Boston version of this show along with WBUR's best local news stories all in a podcast feed? Just search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe. You'll be able to find the local segment of Consider This, plus our best coverage in business, tech, politics, education, and the arts, all in one place. Search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe.